Trip with Penny Lane, and with me in the studio, excited to have him back, and he's got a lot of great things happening in the near future, and had some wonderful things happening in the past, but he's here to tell us all about it. So would like to welcome to the show Trent Moss. How are you?
Good. How are you, Penny?
Well, I'm doing well. It's great to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
What have you been up to? I know you've been doing a lot of work.
This year I wanted to make sure that we got at least an EP out with a few songs on it. So a few months back, we did that live EP. I guess it's been almost a year now, really. And just been pushing that and trying to use that to raise funds to get into the actual studio to have a full album done.
So that's
exciting. And then playing as much as we can.
Been playing a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I try to stay busy with it. I'd shrivel up and die if I didn't play music. So
first musical memory?
With Grandma. Yep.
With Grandma.
Who taught me to play. Yep. We've talked about that a few times.
Yeah, I love that.
Yep.
So what kind of music do you remember Grandma playing?
A lot of the same stuff I'm playing today. Uh-huh. A lot of the same stuff. I mean, she listened to some other, you know, 60s and 70s stuff, the Carpenters and other stuff like that, but she listened to a lot of Waylon and Willie Nelson and stuff like that. So,
do you have her guitar?
I do. I almost brought it in to play it today. But with it being so cold, I don't like to take it anywhere. I don't like it to leave the house in general.
No, I understand.
Because it's not replaceable.
You'll have to bring it back sometime when it's a little bit nicer out.
Right.
Does it have awesome sound?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's a classical guitar, so it's a little different.
Yes. So when's your next show coming up?
Our next show is this weekend, December 1st at Fat Guys in North Vernon. It's a great place. That'll be full band. We're actually splitting the night with another musician, Austin Belisles.
Oh, yes?
Our band, we're going to split the night together. And then December 7th, I'm at the Rushville Elks. December 8th, I'm at Westside Pub and Grub in Shelbyville. December 15th, we're out in Greensburg at Bryant's Bar and Grill. And then the 28th, we're making our return back to Capone's. Haven't played at Capone's since the CD's been done. There, that's where we did the EP, was at Capone's.
Yeah, I like it how you space it out all over, you know, so you're not playing the same area all the time.
You don't want to overexpose one certain area. Sometimes more shows end up in Shelbyville close together than I prefer, but sometimes that just happens. But yeah, I like to try to hit Greensburg and then hit Shelbyville and then hit Indy and then hit North Vernon, you know, try to keep it mixed up.
So you've played guitar and saying, you know, growing up, from the grandma days, when did you first decide this is something I want to do and start playing out?
I think the transition to the desire to learn more happened when she passed and left me the guitar. That was kind of like a kick in the ass.
How
to
old
say,
were you then?
13.
13, okay.
And so I started buckling down, and I would get home from school and just sit and play guitar for hours until dinner, and then go eat dinner, and then play guitar for hours, and then go to bed and do it all over again for a long time. That was pretty much my middle school days, was just playing guitar.
Did it make you feel connected to your grandma?
Oh, yeah. Still does. Uh-huh. Still does. But then I'd say 22, 23, the shape of current country music and my desire to play music and share my thoughts and feelings is what really pushed me to just say, you know what, let's go do this. And I had an open mic in Shelbyville, and Scott Schrader and Doug Dillman both kind of helped push me and get me shows and connections, and that's where it just started snowballing from.
So, and that's been
almost that's been almost 2 years now. Yeah, those two guys, have done a lot for me.
So. Would you say that writing your own music and singing your own songs, music therapy for you?
It is. I'm a firm believer. Everybody needs something to express themselves, whether they're expressing sad emotions or happiness or what have you. Everybody needs something, and music is definitely my thing.
So can you give us some sneak peeks into your studio work that you're getting ready to do?
Yes. Some of the songs that I've been playing out lately and some of the songs on the EP will definitely be on the new album. We're going to have Andy Long. Do you know Andy Long?
Uh-uh.
You don't know Andy?
I do. Oh, I know Andy Long.
You know Andy.
He's, tell me about Andy Long.
He has a studio out at his place. Very nice. It's in Blue Ridge.
Blue Ridge? Okay.
Very nice studio.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
Blue Ridge Band.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's going to be the one recording it for us, and it's just now it's a matter of time of how to get everything scheduled right so that it works for him, it works for us. But thankfully, everybody buying the EP has given us the funds necessary to do it.
Oh, that's
and I'm
wonderful.
Definitely going to be bringing in a steel guitar player, hopefully maybe even bring in a fiddle player on one or two. So I'm going to be bringing in some musicians for it. I really want it to be, you know, good. I want it to be a good album.
I can't wait to hear it.
I'm very excited for it.
Oh, that's awesome. Will you play us a song?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do an original song I don't do very often. This song's called On My Mind.
Right.
Most nights you play for strangers, some nights you might play for free. If you can get it right, you get a rowdy bar, but some nights it's the old bar key. I ain't out to steal your old dollar, but I've gotta pay my dues. And I came here tonight just to sing to you. I might not know you from Adam, you might be my best damn friend. But the music that I love to share, it don't care where you fit in. I don't need no rhyme or reason, it's just what I've got to do. And I came here tonight just to sing to you. And the notes I sing, and these guitar strings, it's what makes me feel alive. And I hope tonight, in this smoky barroom light, that I sang the words to all my songs just right. Well, people don't understand that even as a younger man, singing songs for all you folks was always on my mind. Music ain't just rhythm, no, it ain't just a melody. Well, what sells today, it all sounds the same, like a back road parody. I won't take this any longer, yeah, it's time to make a move. So I came here tonight just to sing to you. And the notes I sing, and these guitar strings, it's what makes me feel alive. And I hope tonight, in this smoky barroom light, that I sang the words to all my songs just right. Well, people don't understand that even as a younger man, singing songs for all you folks was always on my mind. Singing songs for all you folks was always on my mind.
Trent Moss, On My Mind. And man, I like the lyrics too.
I don't play that one hardly at all at shows or anything. So that might be one that ends up on the album for sure.
Well, I like it.
So,
where can we follow you online at, Trent?
Right now, just at Facebook. You can go to my personal Facebook, Trent Joseph Moss, or you can go to the band Facebook, Trent Moss and the Fairland Ramblers,
right,
and message us on there.
And anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
I just want to say thanks. It's been a couple years now since I've been playing out like I have. Been a couple years since my first interview with you, Penny. And
really?
Just want to thank the music community and everybody that lets me do what I love to do.
Yes, and thanks to DL.
And thanks
Sanders.
To DL. My buddy DL came in, yes, to hang out with me. So.
He's awesome. He always brings a treat for Daisy the Wonder Dog, too.
Yes.
He brought,
yes,
you some treats,
he
too.
He brought me a treat, too.
Yep. Mr. Treat today. Thanks, DL.
Oh.